T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Dave Murray, who joins us right now, he is the 97.1 Chief Meteorologist. Dave, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Lots to talk about in the weather world, for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. Our weather is great. We can just get that out of the way. And one of the reasons it's great is the hurricane. And the hurricane is, it's a Cat 4 approaching Cat 5. It may hit a Category 5 before it actually makes landfall. But I don't want to focus exactly where landfall is, because this thing has hurricane force winds 100 miles around the center of the storm. So I don't want people to lose sight that just because it's expected to hit in a particular area, that the force of this storm is very widespread. But the area that it is really going to hit hard is very, very popular with the St. Louis area folks. It's Northport, Port Charlotte, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, mm-hmm. Sanibel, and Captiva. They're getting raked right now, and the heart of the storm still isn't quite there yet. It's doing something a little weird. I've been watching it all morning. It's kind of hugging the coast, and it's trying to move a little bit north of northeast, because hurricanes, even though they're just big storms, they can have a mind of their own. And the hurricane structure knows that once it gets over land, it's going to start to die out. So it doesn't want to do that. I know it sounds really weird, but it happens all the time. There'll be a little burst of energy right before it does make landfall. But we're talking, you know, winds in southwest Florida from Tampa down through Fort Myers, of minimum winds of probably about 120, but some gusts to 150. This is the fifth major hurricane, a Cat 3 or higher, and the 12th overall to hit this region since 1851. Wow. So it's happened before, but it's a very rare area to get a direct hit from a hurricane, just because of what the storm has to do to swing into this. Storm surge, that wall of water that comes with the storm, 8 to 12 feet, some 15 feet. And remember, a lot of this area is sea level. So the flooding is going to be incredible, not only saltwater flooding, but freshwater flooding. Rainfall 6 to 12 inches, some spots up to 24 inches. There have already been a lot of tornadoes, because remember, a hurricane is just a big mass of thunderstorms circulating around the eye. So they're more of a quick up and down tornado. They're not super large scale tornadoes, but they catch people by surprise. It has slowed down quite a bit, and that speed is going to stay slow. And that's a real problem, because this, like a lot of hurricanes, they hit an area, they move on in about 6 to 12 hours. This is a 24 to 48 hour event for Florida. Almost the entire state will be affected by this, including Orlando. The storm is going to go right over Orlando. By that point, winds will probably be about 85 miles per hour, but that's a mean wind. That's power outages, trees down, the whole thing. Then it goes across pretty close to Cape Canaveral. It's going to pop back out over the Atlantic Ocean. It's not going to regain a lot of power, but it will be a very strong tropical storm as it turns into the coastal area of Florida on the East Coast, so up around Jacksonville area, and then also coastal Georgia around Sea Island, and also maybe a section of South Carolina. And then there's also a possibility that it could hit portions of southern New England later on as it goes up the East Coast as a big low pressure system. So this thing is mean. don't be fooled. You know, if you're watching some of the cable networks and nightly news, don't be fooled that it doesn't look like much, because the reporters are in very protective areas. You've got to let this storm play out. It's after the storm goes by that we're really going to realize what this thing has done. And that could be 24 to 36 hours from now.
Wow. Dave Murray with us right now, the 97.1 chief meteorologist. Can you explain for people like myself, I've never experienced a hurricane. The tornado that hit the Amazon building actually ended up hitting my parents' farm, and I was there when it happened. So I do have a little bit of a sense of what it's like to experience a tornado. The number one thing about a tornado, as intense as it is, it's like 45 seconds and then it's gone.
Boom.
Explain for somebody here in the Midwest that's familiar and maybe hasn't experienced weather like this. Is there anything that we can relate to when it comes to the experiencing what it's like to be in a hurricane?
Yeah, I'll switch seasons with it. It is probably like a massive winter storm / blizzard that would hit the middle of the country. Would be the closest that we get to it. Now, occasionally we get some rains from hurricanes that come up from the Western Gulf, but it's usually not much. The winds could be 40, 50 miles per hour. So, no, this is all about an ocean storm. It's feeding off very warm water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. A hurricane needs 80-plus degrees to keep growing. Anything below that is cold water to a hurricane. And the water temperatures off Captiva right now are about 89 degrees. So it's got unlimited supply of energy. It's also feeding off some moisture from the Atlantic, because Florida is this peninsula. It's not really getting shut off from any moisture supply, and that's why it will hold together across central Florida and pop back out into the Atlantic. But it's really hard to imagine, because it's about 300 to 400 miles wide. They're incredibly powerful weather systems.
Dave, this is Ryan Wiggins. You mentioned that one of the reasons we're having nice weather right now is because of the hurricane. Does that mean as long as this thing's active, even moving up the eastern coast, that we're going to have weather like this the whole time, or is our weather not quite that?
No, we're stuck. There is a big trough of low pressure off the west coast. It's kind of moving into the Pacific Northwest right now. That is stuck. We're stuck with high pressure and then the hurricane. So everything is in a logjam. We actually call it a Rex block in the atmosphere, because if you draw the circulation, it looks like the Greek letter, the Rex symbol. And so it's stuck, and our weather is going to stay quite nice at least through the weekend. Just delightful fall weather day and night. And until it moves, nothing's going to change.
Man, Dave Murray with us right now, the 97.1 chief meteorologist. Is there anything, any advice that you have for people who are watching this? I have family that is in Jacksonville. There's going to be a lot of support that's needed across the country. St. Louis is always good at showing up and supporting where necessary. Do you have any advice, not necessarily unless you have a place, on specific places to direct that assistance that you might, that somebody might want to provide? What's your advice for people around the country who are going to look to help after the hurricane passes on what to do or what not to do?
Yeah, I think that the key is I always kind of point people towards the American Red Cross, because they're ready to do stuff down there. But nothing's going to happen probably for 48 hours until this thing goes. Even emergency response teams are hunkered down. They're not doing anything. They're not answering any emergency calls right now, because it's just too dangerous. So we just kind of have to let this go. I understand that FEMA is poised to really bring supplies in from the Atlanta area down, but that obviously takes some time. And and the power companies, there's power crews set to move in there from like 21 states across the country. So they're ready to rock and roll. But you're going to hear thousands and thousands and thousands of people without power, and that could last over a week. So it's just going to be a very, very slow process. I guess I would really recommend is let's get the storm done, and then let's see what kind of supplies the folks down there need. Because it could change hour to hour, because it might be they need roofing material. They need water. It just all depends on what's going to happen. But you're going to see some areas that just will, you know, if you're familiar with like Naples or Fort Myers, you're going to look at some of this video a day or two from now and go, oh, my word, it doesn't look like anything like I remember. That's the force of the water and the wind.
Yeah, Dave, you mentioned the size of this thing. So the eye wall is where the most damage happens, am I correct?
Well, it's everything around the eye wall. Actually, when you fly into a hurricane, the Hurricane Hunters, which I've had the ability to do once, and it is a trip of a lifetime, but you only really want to do it once, is that you have to go through to get to the eye wall to get measurements of what's going on inside. You have to go through the most intense part of the storm. Now, they don't go in on the right side. They come in on the left side, which is a little bit weaker. But once you get into the eye, it would almost look like St. Louis looks right now. Believe it or not, the sun is out, blue skies, no wind, because everything is rotating around that eye, and then you've got to pop back out. And that's always a journey, too. But they're taking measurements up and down that storm. Just to give you an idea, there was a time early this morning, the winds at the surface were 155. The winds towards the top of that hurricane were pushing 200 miles per hour because the winds will increase as you go up in the storm. But the Hurricane Hunters, really important as far as finding out not only what's going on right now and where this thing might be going, but also the research that's involved that helps us, you know, study these things and maybe give a little more accurate forecast. But they're so big and they have a mind of their own that little shifts in location have a tremendous effect on the weather.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask just real quick before we run out of time here, is that that hasn't made landfall yet, and that's what you're saying.
No.
Is within 24 hours, that's where we're going to see the most damage, and that's where we're waiting to see what they'll need and where that is, right?
Right. The most damage, again, that list of towns and cities that I mentioned at the beginning here, centered on like Fort Myers, the hardest hit areas will be to the right of the eye wall, the center of the storm system. That's the strongest part of the storm, and that's what's kind of moving in right now. But as long as that center kind of hugs the coastline, it's not going to run into a tremendous amount of friction from the land. So it's going to stay very powerful for a long period of time.
Last question for you. Speaking with Dave Murray, the chief meteorologist for 97.1, who's covering this and extremely experienced when it comes to these types of matters. I have a question. You know, it's going to go through Florida, and I'm an Orlando frequenter. Is it going to hit? Is it going to go through, like, is it going to travel up the state of Florida and hit a lot of land here, or is it going to spiral into the...
Yes. It will go right across central Florida, and the center of what's left of the center of the storm should be very close to Orlando. That's why all the theme parks are closed, airports are closed. And though it's not going to be like we're seeing on the coast right now, there could be hurricane force winds going through central Florida, and that's going to increase the power outages. Tree damage will be incredible. And then it will pop back out around Cape Canaveral and then eventually kind of kick into the southeast part of the country. Then we have to kind of see, will it hug the coast, or will it just go inland towards the Appalachian Mountains and fall apart, or will it continue to be a problem right up the East Coast? It's not going to be what it's doing right now for Orlando or for Sea Island or for Jacksonville, but it's not going to be a pretty picture there either.
Well, Dave Murray, thank you so much. I'm going to ask Brad to circle back with you and see if we can follow up as the storm progresses.
Sure.
And more of this information develops.
Let me mention one other thing that's going on down there is that this part of Florida has had about four times the amount of rain that they typically have by this time in the course of a year. So the water levels are extremely high to begin with. You put 15, 20 inches of rain on top of that, and the freshwater flooding is going to be quite intense.
All right. Well, we are glad that you were on it so that we can be on it. Dave Murray, thank you so much. We're going to touch base with you again.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.